Father, we thank you today that you are our Father. You are our true Heavenly Father. You are the Father of everyone who has come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that we may evermore come to know you even better as Father. Teach us today a little bit about yourself. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. There are no notes to take today, but there will be a transcript of today's message later on the website, along with scripture references. But since today is Father's Day, I'd like to share a few things about my father. My father begat me. He brought me into this world and gave me life. And he is the reason for my existence. My father loves me, and he's always telling me how important I am to him. Hardly a day goes by that he doesn't reassure me in some way. And I love him back because he loves me with a perfect and never-failing love like no one else ever has or ever will be able to. My father is a strict disciplinarian. He never lets me get by with anything. But even though he's strict, he isn't rough or harsh with me, and he doesn't discipline me in anger. He always knows exactly what kind of discipline is best to help me overcome a weakness or grow in an area that I need to grow in. My father's discipline doesn't destroy me or tear me down. Instead, it helps me mature and makes me a better person than I would be otherwise. In fact, in a curious sort of way that I can't quite explain, I find that my father's discipline actually makes me feel more loved and reminds me how much I really am cared for. My father is a great teacher. He knows so much about so many things, and it seems like almost every day he has something new he wants to show me or teach me. Even though I've been an adult now for over 40 years, we stay in close touch, and I continue to learn from him on a regular basis. I believe I'm being accurate when I say that I have learned more from my father than from anyone else in my life. My father has always been a great provider, and he's always seen to it that my every true need is met. He has more ways to provide than anyone I've ever known, some of them really surprising at times. And his resources are so vast and varied, he can supply anything I need, no matter how large or small. It's really important to my father that I trust him. So sometimes he lets me reach the point where I wonder if or how he's going to come through, but he always does, and in the end, every need is always met. When he makes me wait for something, it's because he knows I'm not quite ready for it, or that the timing isn't right. By now, I should know that my father will always provide every time. And if I worry, I do it in spite of his faithfulness. What a wonderful father I have. My father is 100% dependable and reliable. He's always there for me. Some dads have been known to abandon or neglect their children, but my father will never leave me or forsake me, and not one day in my life has he ever neglected me, and he never will. In fact, I have his word on it, and that is such a comforting thing to know. My father knows me better than anyone. He knows me inside out, right side up, upside down, backwards and forwards. He knows my thoughts, my feelings, my likes, dislikes, strengths, weaknesses, fears, hopes, and everything else about me. And yet he loves me in spite of it all. I am his son, you know. And that alone is enough for him to love me unconditionally. My father is fair and impartial. He never shows partiality, and he loves all his children equally and deals with each one of us in perfect fairness. He has no favorites. He doesn't love me more or less than any of his other children. And believe me, he has quite a few. He may deal with each of us a little differently because we're each a little different. And our needs may be different on any given day. But he has only one set of rules and one set of principles he uses in dealing with all of us. I'm so glad I have a father who is 100% fair all of the time. My father always keeps his word and does everything he promises and never says anything he doesn't mean. If my father says something, you can, as the saying goes, take it to the bank. Because he never promises anything he's not going to do or makes a commitment he won't keep. He takes his word extremely seriously, and his word is as reliable as he is. He never breaks a word he's given. My father is a wonderful counselor and a great listener and gives the most wonderful advice. Being able to go to him with anything and everything is a treasured privilege I have as a son. If he were a paid counselor and not my father, I wouldn't be able to afford him. But thank God he is my father. I can even see him on off hours, and he's always willing to fit me in no matter what time of day or night. How many people have a privilege like that? I'm so blessed. My father is strong and powerful. In fact, he's stronger than anybody I know. I don't think even Hulk Hogan could stand up to it. So strong and yet so gentle, what a reassuring presence. I'll tell you this much, anytime my father is nearby, I don't have to worry about a thing because just his presence is enough to keep me safe. Even Satan himself doesn't dare bother me when my father is near. He knows better. My father is my protector, and he's always willing to come to my defense. I'm his son. So he defends me. If I need correcting, he'll correct me. But he's not going to allow someone else to hurt me. I can't tell you how safe and secure this makes me feel. And he's just as protective of each of his other children as he is of me. My father is a great encourager. All of us like to be encouraged. But when the encouragement comes from our own father, there's just something special about it. Even if there's no encouragement coming from anywhere else, I can always count on encouragement from my father. And while encouragement from others is nice, it's my father's opinion that matters the most. When I'm fearful, he'll say, "With my help, you can do this." When it seems I'm alone or forsaken by others, he says, "Remember, I'm still with you." When it seems there's no encouragement from any other quarter, he says, "Just remember how much I love you and that I'll always be here for you and that nothing in heaven or on earth can ever change that." I'll tell you, with a father like that, who could stay discouraged very long? My father knows a lot about sacrifice. And there's no one who sacrificed as much for me as he has. It seems odd that someone as rich as my father would know anything about sacrifice. But then we have to remember that not all precious things have anything to do with money or possessions. For example, if you're a parent, how much is the life of your child worth to you? Or some of you may have a memory that you wouldn't take $1 million for. In this case, I was the precious thing my father desired, but in order to qualify me as his son, someone innocent, pure, and sinless would have to die in my place because I entered the world contaminated by sin, and the penalty of sin is death. Nor did I qualify to have a relationship with my father. But he, my father, loved me so much that he had his one perfect son in heaven come down to earth as a man just so he could take my penalty upon himself and I could be reconciled to my father. It was a terrible price to pay. And from our point of view down here, it really doesn't make any sense. But then, when has love made sense? That's the price my father was willing to pay to have me as his son, and that is how precious I was to him, even with my many defects. That's why I say nobody has ever loved me like my father, and no one else has ever sacrificed so much for me. No wonder I love him. How could I not? Lastly, but certainly not least, my father is the ultimate role model. I never have to apologize for my father. I never have to say, my father is wonderful in many ways, and he loves me, but my father's character is so perfect that he is basically the ideal role model for anyone, and anyone who follows his example will never go wrong. Most fathers, even the best ones, might still have a flaw or two or a weakness, but my father has none. He is literally perfect in every way. Though I'm his son, I still have some lingering flaws and weaknesses. But he assures me that a day will come when they will all be gone. But I sure am proud that he's my father, and that he is willing to own me as his son. And it is the true desire of my heart to honor my father daily, not just on Father's Day. Also, it's my hope that I'll get to introduce my wonderful father to a lot more people as time goes on, because if it were possible, I would love for everyone to get to know my father. And as a dad, it blesses me to know that as I stay in close touch with my father and keep learning from him, I'll become a better example to others and a better father myself. I guess by now you know which father I'm talking about. Isn't it wonderful that we have a Heavenly Father? And the most important thing in life is to truly know him, to truly love him, to truly serve him. And that is available to all of us. But we only become his son or his daughter through the cross of Jesus Christ. In a moment, we're going to have a closing hymn. If you need to be reconciled with your Father, your Heavenly Father, today would be a wonderful day to do that. So if you have anything on your heart, feel free to come forward during our closing hymn.